am back, DJ Beto, 49ers Live. It is 7:18 right now. And I left off with ending the last season with the 49ers and wanted to begin with mentioning, you know, this 2013 season preview for the 49ers. They were predicted to be one of the best teams in the NFL. A Super Bowl. We're back here with 49ers Live with me, DJ Beto. And I just finished up talking about the Seattle game. How, you know, the 49ers at the time were 1-1. And, you know, the biggest, you know, the best part of this whole thing was that the 49ers were going to be coming home against the Indianapolis Colts. And I was lucky enough to be able to go to this game, see it live, and it was disappointing. You know, it was a disappointing game for Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers. You know, they were facing a mediocre Colts secondary, so the offense was expected to make kind of something happen in the game. And Kaepernick looked rattled in the pocket, and the offensive line isn't to blame for a shaky performance, I would say. In the first half, Kaepernick was 2 for 8 for only 38 yards. Anquan Boldin was the only 49ers receiver with a catch in the first half, which, yeah, was kind of surprising. But the run offense, you know, after back-to-back unimpressive performances in the first 2 weeks, the 49ers finally got Frank Gore in this rushing attack going. In the first quarter alone, the 49ers rushed for 73 yards. Gore accounted for 61 of those 73 yards. Backup running back Kendall Hunter looked impressive in his 13-yard scamper for a touchdown in the first quarter. You know, the 49ers finished with 102 rushing yards in the first half, and that's really the only thing they had going in this game was the rushing attack. As for the pass defense, Andrew Luck and this Colts offense looked sharp out of the gate from the start. They completed their first 5 passes, hooking up with 3 different receivers in their first series. The 49ers secondary didn't look good. They looked out of it and confused. They weren't stopping this Colts offense at all. But their play improved as the game progressed. Luck threw for 94 passing yards in the first half. The run defense, Trent Richardson started his Colts career with a decent start. He capped off an impressive first drive for the Colts with the goal line touchdown. And, you know, this is what took the life out of the crowd from the start. You know, the Colts looked solid on the ground, but the 49ers defense, you know, didn't have that attack. The Colts rushed for 65 yards in the first half. For the special teams, Kyle Williams had an okay, you know, 14-yard return in the first quarter, but after that run, the 49ers couldn't capitalize on it. Andy Lee was a solid kicker as usual. Punter, not kicker. Phil Dawson didn't attempt any field goals. From the coaching side of it, it looks like the 49ers offensive coordinator, Roman, stuck to his word. He emphasized the running game, Gore and Hunter having success on the ground in the first half, which was good. And I think that he should be pleased with that part of it. But, you know, in the game, the 49ers were not completing, you know, passes. Kaepernick had no one to throw to. It just looked bad, you know. They weren't converting on third down. They weren't getting any first downs on any drive. And, you know, it was a very disappointing 27-7 loss against the Colts. And the 49ers fell to 1-2. And I think people were, you know, kind of surprised that the 49ers came home and didn't produce any points on the board. You know, only one touchdown in the first quarter. And then after that, they just got shut down. And it just, it wasn't good. You know, the game ended very badly for the team, obviously. And, you know, everybody has to have those bad games. And it looked like after the Seattle game, it would come back. They'd come back home and kind of win, you know, and it didn't happen. And you have to remember that the two teams that the 49ers have lost to, the Seattle Seahawks and the Indianapolis Colts, both teams are solid teams. You know, both have won. They both went far in the playoffs last year. These are playoff teams. So the 49ers schedule is not an easy one. So it was a disappointing loss. But the Rams game in week 4, a Thursday night game, nationally televised, for the 49ers, it was kind of a do-in, do-or-die matchup. And, you know, the 49ers really came out to play, and they kind of slammed down the Rams. Frank Gore, you know, really shined, and he, you know, got 153 yards and a touchdown on just 20 carries. And the Rams and their wide nine simply could not stop Gore, who seemed to be a step ahead of the defenders on every attempt. It was nothing. It was all positive. And it really helped out, I think, Kaepernick, having him being able to go to the run game and able to have something else to go to. It was a good night for Gore. The pass offense, after, you know, back-to-back bad performances from Kaepernick, he looked a little antsy in the pocket during the first quarter, but he looked pretty impressive in the second quarter, and he was pretty accurate, with the exception of Bolden, who hauled in a nice touchdown in the second quarter. The 49ers receivers were struggling a little bit to create a separation. This passing attack was revolving around Bolden. The Rams focused on Bolden in the second half, which left some opportunities for Davis. Kaepernick finished the first half with 104 yards and one touchdown. You know, Frank Gore had a good first half. He piled up 107 yards on the ground on only 10 attempts. And it was definitely refreshing for the 49er fans, you know, to see the team doing well on the ground and able to, you know, actually produce points. You know, 35 points, the most they've produced all season. And after the last two games before that, they had only produced 10. So this was a huge change for the team. So, as on the defense side of the ball in that game, Sam Bradford looked very flustered and uncomfortable in the pocket. So the credit there goes to the 49ers pass rush. Corey Lemonnier filled in for pass rusher Aldon Smith. And Bradford finished the game with 202 passing yards for the Rams. And the 49ers defense, you know, only gave up 11 points, which was solid, you know. It was a solid game for them. Kyle Williams had a good 21-yard return in the third quarter. And the 49ers coverage unit had great discipline. It was very solid, a solid performance on the special teams part of it. And we're going to take another quick break here at 49ers Live. And we will be back shortly. We're back here at 49ers Live with DJ Beadle. It is 11:44 a.m. and I just got finished with talking about the 49ers' solid win in St. Louis against the Rams, and it was a definitely impressive win for them. They are now 2-2 and looking to get a win this Sunday against the Houston Texans at home. They, you know, are still behind the Seattle Seahawks in the division race. The Seahawks are 4-0 right now, and hopefully, you know, things will get better. This St. Louis win on the road was very impressive, and yeah, I'm excited to see this team grow this season. And another huge part of this season would be that this is the farewell season to Candlestick Park. The 49ers are moving to Santa Clara next season, and it's about 40 minutes south of the city in Candlestick Park. Santa Clara already hosts the team's administrative headquarters and training facility, and the Yorks and Mayor Gavin Newsom had been talking about the stadium being financed at Candlestick Park and the new stadium, but that did not go through. It was to be part of the city's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympics, but that did not work out. So the 49ers are going to Santa Clara. They're not staying in the city of San Francisco. And, you know, most of the 49er faithful did not want the team to move down there. Like many, I agree that the building, a new stadium in the city, would have been the most ideal outcome, but that's not going to happen, and people should just start accepting the new location of the team. You know, Candlestick is old and run down and will be demolished, and it's not very surprising that people don't want to, you know, keep that stadium, because it's never been, it's always been frowned upon a little bit. It's built on the bay, and it was very cold. You know, it's known for being one of the coldest stadiums in the league. And so, yeah, the 49ers are moving down to Santa Clara next season. And it got 58.2% of the total vote, and it's going to be a 68,490 seat stadium, and it's going to be the first of its kind, called Levi Stadium. It's going to be home of the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, and team owner John York had a letter stating that after the stadium is constructed, the team would retain its name, San Francisco. So nothing will be changed about that. It's, well, you know, the team will stay the San Francisco 49ers. And yeah, that's going to be great. The 49ers, you know, when a new stadium is built, I think it changes the effects of the team a little bit. I know that the Giants, when they moved to AT&T, their, you know, motto and team atmosphere, you know, the team did, I felt a little bit better once they moved to AT&T. And hopefully, yeah, once this last season of Candlestick is over, they'll go into Santa Clara and just do extremely well. And for the 49ers this season, I think that, going back to the team, not the stadium, I think that it's important that Kaepernick keeps his winning streak going after this Rams game. You know, he doesn't have Crabtree to pass to, but he does have some receivers. And it's also very important that, you know, Gore keeps up his solid run game. And, you know, the defense comes up big in clutch situations. You know, the 49ers, you know, were known last season, and this season it's been showing that they aren't as solid with converting on third down. And, you know, that's huge to keep converting on third down and keeping drives going and keeping your defense off the field for as long as possible. But going back to the Rams game, the defense, yeah, only allowed 11 points. And it was, you know, their best game of the season, obviously, because in the first game, the Packers scored 28 points. The second game, the Seahawks scored 29. Colts scored 27. So this was, you know, a big part of them stepping up and showing that they can, you know, allow only a few points in a game. And the 49ers have been known in the last couple of seasons for their, you know, solid defense. And it's looking like it is coming back a little bit. And these next two games are at home, which are huge. The 49ers also have the Jaguars, which, you know, it's a known team that doesn't do well in the NFL. They're going to be on the road against them. But, you know, they have another rematch against Seattle, too, at home, which is a huge game, you know, to win that and to show that they can beat Seattle and that they can be a contender in this NFC West. But, you know, it's right now their record's only 2-2, and it's, yeah, nothing special. There are plenty of teams in the NFL right now who are 4-0, especially, you know, the Seahawks. And it's like many analysts are saying, how, you know, how can the Seahawks be stopped if they, you know, get the first or second seed in the playoffs? Because, you know, they don't lose at home. They went 8-0 at home last year. And they're doing obviously well at home this year. And their loss last season in the playoffs was in Atlanta and not at home. So if they get one of those first two seeds in the playoffs, you know, things will be looking very good for them, and they could, you know, go to the Super Bowl. But yeah, the 49ers do have them to contend with. But after that, the 49ers, besides the Seahawks, their schedule looks pretty okay. You know, they have the Falcons at home on Monday night. The Redskins, who aren't doing very well this season, they have them on the road on a Monday night. And, you know, they have, obviously, their division matchup still against the Cardinals two against the Cardinals, and then they have another game against the Rams. And neither of those teams are looking that strong right now. So, you know, I'm predicting that the 49ers can, you know, make the playoffs still. You know, people were saying that, are they in desperation mode? Like, are things looking that bad after the Colts game? Like, they can't even win at home. Like, what are things going to be when they're, like, playing all these games on the road against decent teams? But I don't think this is desperation mode. I think that the team can pull out a lot more wins this season and have a strong winning record. I could see this team going at least 10-6. And, you know, if they don't win the division, there's a wild card, obviously. But, you know, let's not go there. Hopefully they will win the division. And they do have a rematch against Seattle. And it's the most important part, I would say, about this is the Kaepernick, you know, really stepping up his game, you know, being able to throw touchdown passes and to be able to make sure that his offense is, you know, thriving. Because, like I said before, when you're going 3-and-out the entire game and your defense is on the field the whole time, it doesn't go well. And the defense is going to get tired and run down in games. And, you know, Kaepernick really needs to be solid. And he does have – San Francisco has seen that he can be that star quarterback. He did lead this team to the Super Bowl last year. He did – was extremely solid on the run game last season and amazing in clutch situations in the playoffs last season. I mean, beating the Packers and the Falcons last season and having a pretty successful game in the Super Bowl. So it's in my opinion, it's too many injuries on offense and not really, you know, Kaepernick doesn't really have that many people to throw to. And now that, you know, he found his kind of niche in St. Louis, and, you know, I'm really hoping that the team can grow from that and, you know, keep the winning streak going, not lose, and, you know, really be a contender in the NFL this season as people predicted them to be. They for sure were, you know, talked about to return to the Super Bowl again and do extremely well. And I definitely see a lot of potential. And I think that there are definitely a lot of solid teams in the NFC for them to contend with, though. But they have the 49er potential to, you know, bring back that glory day era. So I am pretty much done for today. It's been a very good show. I'm so glad that I got to introduce myself in the show, and I am, you know, excited to talk about this team every week. It's going to be a very exciting season. Like I said, there are still 12 more games to play, and hopefully there will be more after that because of the playoffs. And, you know, it's a very exciting season because it is the last season of Candlestick, and the 49ers are moving on to Santa Clara next season, and it's just an all-around cool season. So I'm excited to be a part of it and to be able to share my thoughts and opinions with you guys, the fans. And so that is looking like a wrap here at 49ers Live. I am DJ Bedell, and thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And I hope you all have a great day. Thank you very much.